All right, back now with Brian St. Pierre, the head football coach at St. John's Prep. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you having me on again.
Well, it's the real season starts now, although for the Prep and Division I schools, it's all the time. Not a lot of suspense, it looks like, from the box score on Friday night in your opening game against Attleboro. So maybe you can give me a little summary of that one.
Yeah, they basically surprised onside to start the game. We recovered it at the 50 and threw a touchdown pass on the first play, and that was as close as it was. kind of unraveled from there for them. I think it was 34-0 or 32-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
So we were focused. We were ready to go. We know it's the second season, and, I don't think they – I know the Hockomock League is very good, and people talk about it, but I don't know that they play – too many people of our caliber, so I think they got a little bit of a shock.
You know, it's weird. The opposite of that is we saw Bishop Feehan over at Peabody the other night, and they're Division II from Attleboro, and I just thought, man, if they combine those schools, they might really have something. But the brackets, Brian, the brackets, I want to get back to your team here in a second, but the brackets have played out very well. I think the only upset, if you could even call that, is in Division I, but almost everybody else, it's the top eight that continue on.
Yeah, I think you could see some movement in the other divisions maybe this week. I haven't looked that hard. I just know the Division I bracket.
And, mm-hmm.
I think they have the correct eight. I don't think anyone's surprised with the eight that are left right now. And there'll be some really big games, really good games this weekend for football fans.
Yeah, I think it was just Everett, the only one out of the top eight in D1. Let's get back to your game, Coach. Looks like you were able to spread around the offense quite a bit and probably get a lot of players in.
Yeah, it's probably the fifth or sixth time we've got all the seniors in the game. So
wow.
It's always great to be able to do that as a head coach and as a staff, to be able to reward those guys. Offensively, we're playing better. We made a change of quarterback a couple weeks back, and mm-hmm. Deacon Robillard, our quarterback right now, our sophomore, is each week he keeps growing, getting better, and he did a great job spreading the ball around. Jesse O'Fury, Jonel Aguero, Stephon Patrick all had some touches, and we got them all involved. Carson Brown at running back, Cam LaGrasse at running back. So we spread the wealth, certainly, and we're very efficient with our offense.
Looks like you had a smothering defense as well. They don't have much on the stat sheet.
19 carries for 3 yards.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good run defense.
Oh, Lordy. Okay. All right, well, let's switch gears then and talk about Andover, because it's a team that's very familiar to North Shore listeners, of course, E.J. Perry and his troops over the years. And here they are once again, fighting at the top of D1. And going into this game, I think they're 9-0.
They're the only undefeated team in Division I.
Wow, all right. So I know that you're familiar with these guys. What do you see?
They're very, very explosive offensively. The quarterback and the running back are elite. They're all scholastic level players. They're spread. They do a lot. They run the quarterback. He runs around and makes plays. He's probably best when the play breaks down. He's dangerous that way. You got to really work to keep him in the pocket. And then the running back is big. He's fast. He's physical. He's probably 220 pounds, 6 feet. So they're a wagon offensively. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they're very, very solid. Special teams, very solid. They're 9-0 for a reason. They beat Central Catholic, so they have all our full attention for sure.
Yeah, and the rated number two. You know, Coach, you mentioned about a quarterback threat running, and just from my own education, we watch the pros especially on how difficult it is to contain a guy like Jackson and people like that, and the big guy in Buffalo. What makes it so difficult on a defense, Brian, to contain that kind of threat from the offense?
Well, I mean, you're so caught up in the route combinations and trying to cover skill people that, unless you designate a person to spy the quarterback, you have guys trying to rush them, getting blocked, trying to get past blocks. If you have a dynamic guy at that position, it's very difficult to stop. And if you do designate a spy for that guy, now you've lost a guy in coverage or a potential blitz scheme or what have you. So guys that can extend the play are so worthwhile. I think it's at this higher levels, obviously, you got to be careful with it, because it's just, 17-game schedule. You can't have a quarterback living and dying
right
on that. But, can move the sticks with your legs as a quarterback. It's just it's another dimension of an offense. It's just hard to stop. You know, the days of the drop back, Drew Bledsoe, who couldn't really move but had a cannon. I mean, that's a great quality to have, but if you're a stature in that pocket nowadays, it doesn't work.
I love it when I can talk to someone who remembers Drew Bledsoe. That's awesome. That's cool. he was my hero until another guy came along. But
he's a very good player.
Oh, good guy. Yeah. And thanks for pointing that out, because I was watching in the Peabody game, Bishop Feehan had a quarterback who was very mobile, of course, and he kept going outside, and I'm thinking, why is there just one guy outside, you know, trying to contain him? But that explains it, because, you know, they're back in coverage watching other guys. I didn't know that. Thank you very much. All right, you guys, you're always talking about internal this week. I presume it's the same for practice?
Yeah, nothing will change. You know, we'll kind of introduce Andover, but we'll spend most of the week on us and just where we're at as a team. We're getting a little bit healthier, which helps. We got Mikey Naboo back, who's our captain, defensive lineman, best defensive lineman. He was like a caged animal the other night. Big part of why, 19 carries, 3 yards rushing.
Wow.
It's nice to have that back. You know, he's such an emotional leader for us. We've missed him. So we're getting healthier, but we know it's a great challenge. Every time you move to the next round in the playoffs, obviously you're going to see a really high-caliber opponent, so we know it's not going to be like last week. And,
I haven't looked ahead at the weather, but it's not that bad a road trip, so you'll have plenty of support, I suppose, from the Nest people up in Andover Friday night at 7.
Yeah, Friday at 7. I hope so. I mean, it's one of the shortest trips we ever have, so it's nice.
All right, Coach, thank you for taking the time once again. Good luck this week, and hopefully we can talk about a win next Monday.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Take care. That is Brian St. Pierre, who is the head football coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.